Hey guys, okay, I wanted to jump in here and tell you guys a little story that I've told in a couple of my live speeches, my presentations, and it's like the one way that I can get people to understand. Yesterday I had my masterclass and it was really awesome, and I tend to like get really hyped when I have these speeches or like when I have these masterclasses, and I start talking really loud and really fast, so it's almost like I'm yelling at people, but it's just because I get super amped about this. And the one thing that really like made me get amped up is like, okay, so all of this social media lessons that we're learning about how valuable it can be in our business and how we need to have a strategy behind it, we need to have intention behind it, we need to level up our efforts because these platforms are changing constantly. That can sound very discouraging to people, and I totally get it. Like, you're doing all this work, you're not seeing a ton of traction immediately, but remember, social media is something that compounds. It compounds with time. So the larger library that you have, the more content you have for people when they discover you to dive deep into what you're all about. It's not all about just what you're posting real time. It's not about the individual posts that you're sharing on Facebook or what you're sharing on YouTube or what you're sharing on Instagram or Pinterest. It's not about that one pin really making an impact. What you're doing is leaving tiny little breadcrumbs all down a path to get people super committed to you. I know you've done this in the past. I know that you have found someone, discovered them for the first time, and then spent 2 hours laying in bed just reading all of their posts. Like, you know you've done this because I've done this. I've gone and I've saved a bunch of stuff that they've shared. I've bookmarked a ton of their blog posts when I come across somebody that's really brilliant and knows what they're talking about. And I know that in the future, maybe not right this minute, but in the future, I can learn something really valuable from them. I save that stuff and I give them my attention and I spend a lot more time on what they're sharing if there's more to see. If all I'm seeing is a couple of posts here and there and they don't really tie together, they don't really share enough about them or me for me to be like, yes, I like this person. Yeah, I'm going to keep following her. Then obviously I'm not going to do that. So just because, you know, maybe your posts right now, day to day, aren't making a huge impact and you might not be getting a lot of engagement on them, doesn't mean that it won't be a breadcrumb that gets people along the path to really being committed to you. And if this sounds hard, it's because it is. And that's what I wanted to tell people yesterday why I got amped. It's like, this shit is hard. It is not like just some easy button thing where I'm going to sell you this formula and it's just going to make your life simple and you never have to do any work. That's not how it is. Social media is hard, but don't you think it should be? I mean, it's free. These people have built us platforms where we can speak to anyone on the planet at any moment. We can say whatever we want within reason, obviously whatever's legal, but we can do whatever we want with them. We have free rein to paint on someone else's canvas that they've built us. So don't you think it should be hard? I mean, at the least it should be hard if it's going to be free. So everyone that's sitting there and super frustrated and they're like, oh, I just can't figure it out. I just can't find the time. It's because you're not prioritizing it. And the one thing that I say in my speeches all the time that really gets people to understand this is that saying from the Disney movie Ratatouille. And this is real weird that I'm pulling this out, but I have a bunch of kids, so bear with me here. It was the perfect example of what like my whole thesis is, right? Is Ratatouille's theme is that anyone can cook, but only the fearless can be great. So anyone can do this. It's not saying everyone's a good cook. That's not the theme. The theme is anyone, no matter where they come from, no matter who they are, no matter if they're a rat on the streets of Paris, no matter who it is, they can learn to do this amazing thing. But not everybody can be great. It's only the people that are fearless, that do things with joy and not fear, commit to things, are passionate about it, put the work in every single day. Only those people get to be the best. That's what that means. That's what the whole message is. So anyone from anywhere can do social media. Even if you're a mom with a bunch of kids at home, you could be building a community on Instagram that are committed to you, that love you, that want to follow your story. Just because you feel like your life is boring and you feel like you're just some small town person that doesn't really make a huge impact on people, you have no idea the amazing things that you can make happen with these tools. But you have to do the work. Only the fearless are going to be great. Only the people that want this more than anything are going to rise to the top, because when anyone can do it, everyone tries. So that means you have to do the work and be the best. Now, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. You can try to build a business without social media. That's absolutely your choice. You are not forced. This is not a requirement. There is no like barrier saying you can't do business if you don't do social. But I will beg you to look around your world. Walk into any place, any school, any grocery store, any movie theater, any mall, any restaurant, and just look around you. Just take a look. Observe the human beings in the space. What are they doing? If you live in a place where it just so happens that people are actually still engaging with each other more face to face and talking and no one has their phones out, then by all means, you don't have to do what I'm saying. And no one does, actually. You don't have to do anything that I'm saying, no matter what. But I would implore you to just look. And if those people are looking down a majority of the time and they're looking at their phones, they're most likely spending their time on social media. Most likely. All their attention is fixated on that little device in their hand. And you can think it's sad and you can think whatever you want about that. But the fact of the matter is all people want to do is pay attention to this place. So why wouldn't you want to be there? It doesn't make sense to me. So if you think this is hard, it's because it is. But there's amazing people out there, not just me, but there's all kinds of people that are teaching you about how to use social media effectively for your business. And for God's sake, it's free. So don't let that be an excuse. Having things be hard, don't let that be an excuse. It used to be so much harder. You used to have to get business loans and you had to have all kinds of things and a brick and mortar and you had to pay for billboards and you had to pay for ads and magazines. And now you get to do the same kind of impact on just a different place that is a lot less money. So this is an amazing time to be a business owner, and we get to navigate this entire new world. And so instead of being discouraged and being overwhelmed, let's take it bit by bit. Let's take that elephant down bite by bite, and we will learn how to use this, and we will learn how to adapt quickly because we have to. We have to buckle up and join in the ride. So if you guys have questions about this, don't hesitate to send me a DM. I'm on Instagram at Rosemary Watson. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this episode. If this kind of rubbed you the wrong way or if it really inspired you and kind of kicked you in the pants, let me know either way. Send me a DM on Instagram. I'll talk to you guys later.